Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Todd Eberle of St. Mary's College. Todd, I'm hoping you can give us your thoughts today on the state of play in the race for governor. It's still early. People aren't focused on it much, but some of the candidates have been in the news, particularly the lieutenant governor, who was in charge of the rollout of Obamacare and has had run into a bit of difficulty there.
When the rollout of Maryland Health Connections, you know, our Affordable Care Act exchange, went so horribly awry, all of those discussions of Gantler and his problems disappeared, and the focus has been on Anthony Brown and his ability to manage ever since. And I mean, that's not good. You know, for Gantler, his scandals were sort of matters of personal judgment. But with Brown, this question of the failure of the Maryland Health Exchange, it goes straight to competence as a manager and as an executive, and he is, of course, asking voters to make him the chief executive of the state.
And I thought it was interesting the other day when he decided at a conference or a meeting with legislators that he wouldn't apologize for what's going on here. I mean, it's as if they've sort of adopted the kind of macho idea that, you know, we're doing our best and, you know, it needs to be good enough.
His appearance before the House and then the Senate did him no favors. At some point, I think he almost should have said, you know, if you would all please just withhold your penetrating and important questions for later, when Joshua Sharfstein, the Secretary of the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, comes, I would appreciate that, because he's agreed to take responsibility and he's agreed to apologize. and ultimately, that's what happened. You saw a subordinate fall on his sword, and Brown give this sort of flippant answer of, well, I don't think an apology would really help anyone.
Well, I mean, that's true. But, you know, he still has all the Democratic establishment endorsements. Not that they're telling people how to vote, but they're organizationally, they're very important.
Oh, it is. And, of course, having the establishment's backing helps him as well through this current crisis. If it had been Doug Gantler in charge of the implementation, the questioning from that those committees would have been very, very different. But given that most of the establishment has endorsed Brown, they almost would have embarrassed themselves as much as him if they had subjected him to a serious grilling regarding this failure.
Well, and he apparently has overtaken Gantler on the money side of things. And yet, yesterday I heard that Dutch Ruppersberger is still saying, you know, the congressman from Baltimore County is still saying, hey, I might get in.
Well, yeah, we've got rumors about Ruppersberger, and of course now we have rumors about John Delaney from the 6th Congressional District possibly thinking about it and not really denying it, suggesting a level of volatility in the race that many of us didn't assume to be there. But,
yes,
of course, you know, you're right. Anthony Brown at the moment has surpassed Gantler. He has about $800,000 more in the bank. But you think about it, the Brown-Ullman folks have $7.1 million. Gantler-Ivey have $6.3 million. They're both, you know, pretty well matched to compete on an even footing with that amount of money.
We'll see what happens, Todd. Thanks a lot. We'll be back to you.
It's been my pleasure.
For Todd Eberle, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.